a King family friend and attorney who wrote the book, The Plot to Kill King. You can find more information about that on our website, kboo.fm. You can also listen to the full interview there as well, and a podcast. Coming up next is Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. 10:15 Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, the bike show brings you news and views of cycling in Oregon and beyond. Thanks, KBOO members, for your support. To keep informed and get involved, go to kboo.fm and click on donate to become a member.
Thank you, KBOO members, for supporting this great station, and you can apply today to join our board of directors to help serve our community and put your gifts and talents to great use. The role played by our KBOO board of directors is essential. It's a great way to become part of the team that is guiding our daily work and representing the interests and visions of all our members. There is a time commitment of about 15 hours a month, and you must be a KBOO member. To apply, go to kboo.fm and fill out an application, or stop by the station to pick up a paper copy. The deadline to apply is April 16, 2018. We need folks who love KBOO and are committed to our community values. KBOO needs you. Apply today.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, April 4th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland. Community, diversity, sanctuary, solidarity at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm. Just look for the enormous button. It's bigger than any other button. Here's a trigger warning for today. Does it upset you when you can't find a place on a map, such as Eastern Oregon, when the driver is yelling at you, swerving all over the road, spills bad truck stop coffee on your thigh, accidentally knocks a kid's tooth out while trying to punch the dog for relieving itself on the guidebook, drops his or her phone out the window while trying to Google Map Oregon's premier luxury resort, Mar-a-Wana? Well, see, that's the whole idea. We'll just take Oregon off the map. Skirt Pruitt won't be able to find it anyway, and eventually he'll forget it was ever there, unless he gets fired out Trump's left ear hole in a cloud of noxious carbon tetrachloride deep-fried benzene rings. So that's the trigger I warned you about. We have Karen Coulter here in the guest air chair this morning to talk habitat, everybody's favorite place to live, Oregon's remote Eastern Territory, a borderless region whose fragile ecosphere is under constant threat. And today, of course, we are contemplating, we are meditating on, we are thinking about what the death of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., what that death, that murder means for America, the nation. It seems that America has yet to come to terms with this, with the sheer horror of it, with all that Dr. King had yet to deliver to the American people, and what an enormous difference his words, the words that he was able to deliver in the short time that he had on Earth. That short time made great changes possible. Today, notice that we're going to be talking environmental, as we so often do, and as we might not be doing. Had Dr. King not opened the floodgates for a cornucopia, a wealth of conversations that's what we're thinking about today. We would not have the opportunity to talk environment, perhaps. I mean, this is just sheer speculation. Dr. King, there's considerations of primary message, of course, was income and inequality, of course, racism. We forget sometimes all the other issues that he opened to the possibility of talking about together, and perhaps coming to terms with somewhere down the road. That said, we are going to be talking today with Karen Coulter at the Biodiversity, the Blue Mountains Biodiversity Project. There has been, as you are probably aware, a great many struggles that brought us to this point, and that as far as we could see, will continue. The Blue Mountains Biodiversity Project has been around for a long time, and they have made a lot of change. They've made a big difference. So we're going to be talking today with Karen Coulter. Every year we stop and consider what the Biodiversity Project means to the state of Oregon and how that meaning has changed over the years with successive administrations, each one of which has brought its own challenges. That said, we are moving right along. Weather today in Cascadia, for our part of the state anyway, rain likely and lows around 45. Tonight, rain continuing and an overnight high, which is a strange way of putting it, 59. So for tonight, there is a 40% chance of rain and a low around 49. See, that sounds a whole lot better to me. And for tomorrow, rain, high still 58. And tomorrow night, again, early on in the evening, expect a little bit more rain. Lows around 49 and a 5 to 9 mile per hour breeze. That said, moving right along, waiting to hear from Karen. I want to talk a little bit about Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, and he's already assumed a lot of legal exposure, and it's only getting worse. This story, Cohen's own lawyer has advanced, is that Cohen simply handled the $130,000 in hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels and strongly endorsed presidential candidate for 2020 without ever informing Trump and without even asking if a sexual encounter took place. This, of course, and obviously, and should be obvious to him, the rest of the country certainly has seen it. It puts him at risk for charges of fraud, defamation, malfeasance, and civil and criminal charges. The story that Cohen and Trump are taking into litigation is that Cohen was a complete freelancer, a rogue lawyer, sort of. He saw a problem for his friend, Donnie. He fixed it, and he paid the bill with his own money. Oh, my God. I'm about to burst into tears. While insulating Trump from any uncomfortable repercussions and ensuring that some pretty comfortable repercussions could be expected to continue in the future. And he also, though, safeguarding his own Cohen's deniability. Cohen never asked and never knew whether the affair occurred. He just said, hey, how about $130,000? And Trump said, sure, that would be very nice. Also, of course, as he previously asserted, his actions had no political goals. No, they just happened to take place right before an election. Nothing to do with the looming election. That was a coincidence. He would have done the exact same thing because, and this is the quote, which you'll love. Okay, get out the hankies. I truly care about him and the family more than just as an employee and an attorney. Hey, wait a minute. He said he wasn't, that he had nothing to do with it. This was just a freelancer, rogue type of an operation. These people should really get their stories straight. That should be apparent by now. There's defamation if he never confirmed Daniel's story with Trump. There's professional malfeasance. Lawyers are not allowed to freelance on behalf of their clients. And fraud. Cohen led Daniels to believe that she was entering into an agreement with Trump that he claims he never informed Trump of. Making illegal campaign contribution to payment, quote, made less than 2 weeks before the election and 3 weeks after Trump's Access Hollywood Bragathon leaked. This is impossibly coincidental. And adding to Cohen's post, Daniel's lawyer, Michael Avenatti, is now seeking more information. This time from people that definitely will be straight with them, from the Treasury Department about this suspicious sum. And as goes Wisconsin, so goes the country. In a dramatic victory, it's indicative of the shifting political winds in Wisconsin. And let me tell you, the winds in Wisconsin are very likely, in many cases, hit the rest of the nation shortly after they start building up. The progressive Judge Rebecca Dalla has been elected to the state Supreme Court. She defeated conservative Judge Michael Scrinic, and reporting as of press time in the statewide contest. Yesterday's Supreme Court election was officially nonpartisan, but the ideological battle lines were pretty clearly drawn right from the get-go. Former Vice President Joe Biden recorded a robocall for Dalla. Nationally, it goes on and on. Dallas' victory pretty much set off the biggest tantrum nationally available on the part of Governor Scott Walker. Lost his cool entirely over this win. Even though he tried his best to illegally stop the election from occurring, he must have known something was up. And moving right along, leaving Wisconsin and moving backwards in time to the Wayback Machine to Oklahoma, where teachers are putting up images, pictures, photographs of the textbooks and school supplies that they are forced to resort to through sheer lack of funding. The pictures are just absolutely stunning. I suggest this bumper sticker: if you can read this, then you must be the kid who brought a roll of tape to school. And last week the Trump administration made a surprising announcement that they would be expelling the 60 Russian diplomats, taking a stand in solidarity with our allies after Russian agents poisoned a former Russian spy in Britain. The White House said it was expelling them, identified as intelligence agents, and also announced the closure of the Russian consulate. Meanwhile, almost at the very same time, Russian President Vladimir Putin must have been laughing all the way to the bunker at the announcement, because unbeknownst to the American people, but very vividly communicated to the Russian people, while Americans were kept in the dark, unbeknownst to Americans, Putin will be able to send 60 new Russian diplomats right back to fill those roles. It's an excuse me while I kiss this spy sort of a situation that we have here. Worse than that, Russian media allegedly reported this to Russians directly. I believe it was on Russian television. And that's kind of where we are. Where we are. Putin sent his spy straight back. Probably they didn't even, they probably just waited around in the airport in New York and then went back to work. It's altogether just way too likely. We are at time's up here, waiting to speak with Karen Coulter. And that is a story that we are going to save for another time. I am guessing probably we're going to be talking with Karen on Tuesday next, because tomorrow, Thursday, we have a really exceptional, very exciting guest for you. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, April 4th, 2018. Jenka Soderberg is engineering for us today. Derek Crooks is the AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
For the month of April, KABU Community Radio